It's my place for a good morning.
A bite on the run.
Happy meal, please.
Okay. After my day, a little me time.
I'm headed there now. What you want?
Mickey D's.
It's my mommy and me place.
Aw.
We come after band practice.
And y'all play.
I get great deals with my McDonald's app.
Woo, I got a taste for a Big Mac.
A little company with some old friends. Hey.
Oh, an icy cold Coke.
It's the one place.
That'll always be my place.
Mickey D's.
I'll meet you there.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 6060 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 6060.
It's time for the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7. And now take you back courtside with the voice of the Mountain Home Bombers, Brad Haworth.
Halftime 44-15, Mountain Home with the lead, a dominating first half by the Lady Bombers. We'll check stats coming up. First, though, we are joined by Bombers head coach Josh Fulcher here at the break. And, Josh, coach of the first place team in the 6A-5A-2 district. We playing very well right now. That was a big win Wednesday night at BB, wasn't it?
It was, you know. First off, you know, hey, we're just four games into this. You know, we're 33% in this thing, but it feels really good to be in this position. It's a different position, so we're not going to hide from it. We're not going to run from it. We want to embrace that target on our backs, and it's kind of the maturity process that these guys need to go to of understanding. Now you're going to get every team's best effort on every night, and the thing about this conference is, you don't come in and bring it that night, you will get beat. I mean, right. Everybody is really close to each other. You know, you look at all the scores, everybody's within like 6-8 points of each other, and that's just a couple of buckets. But, you know, anytime you go to BB, for one, you know, Coach Marshall, Ryan Marshall, does a great job down there. His teams we got very similar teams. We want to play at the same pace. You know, we're always kind of battling the pace issue. Well, you know, we're telling the guys BB wants to play that way. So now it's going to be battle of wills here, because now we're going to be playing similar styles. We want to be aggressive. We want to be a physical defense and just be disciplined in what we do. So to come out of there, and you know, Big Dave has been huge for us all year, and he was getting pushed on, leaned on, and they did a really great job against him. And then we had some other guys step up, and it really just adds just another dimension to what we're doing. I mean, we're kind of hard to figure out for other teams, you know, and when other guys can step up, and they've just been doing it all year. Right. So it was, you know, some others step up, and they did, just like they have been.
Well, let's talk about the matchup tonight. This is obviously a good Greenbrier ball club. They're 13-7. They're 3-1 in district play, and yes, they got a big man inside, A.J. Matthews. It's still going to be hard to handle as
yes,
well.
Yes, he is, you know, and this will be, you know, David's probably toughest test inside. You know, he's kind of had a dominating matchup as far as size-wise goes. Now, he's got a guy that's going to be able to stand toe-to-toe, and he's a very polished offensive player, highly skilled. You know, he's a next-level player. So, you know, that matchup there, you know, one thing that we're still going to do is David's still going to be physical. He's going to be, you know, he's going to do his thing, and that guy's going to have to guard him as well. So it's our job to make it as hard as on him as possible. But, yes, this Greenbrier team is very tough. You know, they graduated two outstanding players last year. But, you know, I was joking with Cersei's coach today. I said, hey, Greenbrier had a good recruit class like you did. You know, they got move in from Conway. You know, the Matthews kid, you know, his brother, we just saw him in JV. You know, they're a 6'6 kid. You know, he's a sophomore, his brother's a junior. You know, they're from Greenbrier, you know, but they moved it back in from Southside B Branch, and, you know, had to move in from Walton. Just you know, it's a good club. I mean, they're overall, they're better than what they were last year. But we, you know, we fully embrace it. I don't think if you play bad, you don't deserve to win anyway. So we need to come out here and play well and come and earn a victory. But it's not going to be easy, because Greenbrier's got a very talented bunch. And Coach Mike Simmons does a really good job with
he
him.
He does, too. Yep. All right, hey, Josh, appreciate the time. Good luck tonight.
Brad, thank you. And how about these Lady Bombers coming out here? We were just talking 44 points and a half, man. That's good. So plenty of time to come out here tonight. Awesome night at the Hangar, and just glad to be a part of it.
You
go Bombers.
You. Thanks, Josh. Josh Filser, head coach of the Bombers. We'll take a break, check halftime stats in a moment. 44-15, Lady Bombers with the lead. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll continue with more of the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
At Baxter Regional Medical Center, every patient, every procedure, every interaction matters. We're proud to be recognized by HealthGrades as the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery in 2018 and patient safety in 2017. From state-of-the-art heart care to the tiny details that make your stay exceptional, Baxter Regional truly is big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
The Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show continues on Classic Hits 101.7.
44-15, Mountain Home with the lead at the break. Mountain Home led in the first half by Hannah Pfeiffer. She scores 18 in the first half. She had 14 in the first quarter, hit 4 3-pointers. Peyton Husky hit 3 3-pointers and scores 11 in the first half. Of course, Pfeiffer by herself outscored Greenbrier. Greenbrier with just 15 points on the board at the break. 18 rebounds for Mountain Home, 10 for Greenbrier in the first half. 10 of Mountain Home's 18 rebounds coming on the offensive end in that first half. Lady Bombers had 5 turnovers in the first half. Greenbrier with 14 in the first half of action. Lady Bombers up by 29 at the break. Second half coming up. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. Stay tuned for the second half of action coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Meet the man behind the lyrics of hit songs from yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Bobby Tomberlin, Nashville hit singer and songwriter, will perform in the Ed Coulter Performing Arts Center at The Shed Tuesday, February 20th at 6 p.m. Bobby co-wrote the number one country and top five AC single, One More Day, recorded by Diamond Rio. Bobby has also co-written songs recorded by Barbara Streisand, Blake Shelton, Willie Nelson, and more. Don't miss Bobby Tomberlin, Tuesday evening, February 20th at The Shed. Admission is free, no tickets required.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weakened or your aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.